Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to rumble? We've got a challenge coming up, and we've got some studio guests that are going to tell us all about it. Those of you who are ardent listeners to 91.3 Sport FM, and in particular Sunday Sports Cafe, and I know there's lots of you out there, you'll remember this gentleman, Troy Lowry. Good morning, Troy.
G'day, Pete. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Troy's the bloke, you may have recalled, who lined himself up for the Royal Queensbury Classic, or whatever it's called, the corporate boxing thing, went through all the training, got a little love pat off his coach just the week before the event and said, oh, I'm down. I can't compete. I'll bail, but I'll take up a media position ever since and talk about all things unusual in sport. Isn't that right, Troy?
That's 100% correct, Pete, and thanks for reminding me how it all went down.
How's that left arm of yours, anyway?
Yeah, getting stronger, Pete.
Good to hear.
I think I said earlier the rotation's back and the strength's back and the speed's back, sort of. So, yeah, back on the bandwagon.
Good work. And with us in the studio this morning is coach of boxers of Royal Queensbury Classic style and others, I imagine, from Hurt Locker. Daylan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you?
I'm feeling really good, thanks.
Good. How do you feel about you get someone ready to participate and then they get a little love tap on their arm and they bail?
Oh, look, it was really disappointing to watch it happen in front of us. He worked so hard to do it. And then we almost thought he was joking. We thought, no, you cannot be finished now. So, yeah, really disappointing, but really great to see him back in the ring and just tapping, loving everyone else with a bit of a leather glove.
Yeah, it's good. It's just a pat, is it, at the moment?
Yeah, sometimes he might let one fly, so
right,
it's good.
A left or a right. It'd be a right, wouldn't it?
Yesterday he gave me a couple of love taps.
Oh, excellent, yeah. Excellent. Well, he was all fired up yesterday because South Fremantle played East Fremantle in the Waffle Derby, and I think he's a bit of a South Fremantle man. So he would have been pretty happy. So, Troy, what's Daylan got planned? What's going on?
Pete, I thought I'd get Daylan into the studio today because he is participating in Fight for Life, which is a challenge that Daylan set himself to raise money for World Suicide Prevention Day on the 10th of September. So Daylan will be competing in his own challenge that he's setting himself for the 9th of September. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask Daylan what that challenge is. What are you planning on doing on the 9th of September, mate?
I'm planning on inviting friends and clients and other people from some boxing clubs to help me fight 50 rounds. So 2-minute rounds, 1-minute breaks in between the rounds, and just consistently roll through some boxes so that I could challenge myself, and hopefully I can challenge those people coming inside the ring with me.
So you're going to be fighting 50 rounds of 2 minutes each?
Yeah. Yeah.
Championship boxers only fight 10 to 12, Daylan. Tell me what inspired you to set this challenge?
My wife and I, we've got 5 sons, and I've been doing a lot of research, and we fall into this category of high risk of suicide. I'm Indigenous Māori from New Zealand. I'm a male, and statistics of suicide in that realm is really high, scary high. So setting myself this challenge, I want to share the awareness and help people realise there is help out there, and there are people out there that really do want to get behind them and say that there's other avenues for us.
The challenge itself at 50 rounds isn't something that you can just jump in and do, correct?
No, that's correct. I'm getting a lot of help. The guys at Hurt Locker are actually sponsoring me in the sense that they're offering to train me basically almost five days a week. It's not something you do just jump in the ring and do. I'm doing a bit of training and a bit of running and everything else there that you need to be able to keep up the stamina.
So tell me, what sort of training does this challenge entail? What do you need to go through on a daily basis to get 50 round match fit?
Believe it or not, it's the mental strength. The mental strength to be able to maintain your fitness and maintain your awareness. But other than that, A lot of boxing.
Yeah.
Just a lot of boxing. I'm getting as much. I'm calling upon friends to come in and do 5 or 6 rounds with me. Sometimes I'm calling in about 3 friends to knock out maybe 15 rounds. I've been lucky enough. The guys are running a program at the moment at the Hurt Locker where people are learning how to spar. So the last few nights I've been able to knock up 20 rounds. I'm not fighting at the moment. I'm not fighting world class fighters.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, so we are learning. We are sparring. We're not fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for those that don't know, explain the logistics of a 50-round fight. How will this work?
So, I've invited people in, and while I'm gonna take center stage in the ring. I'll stay in there for the duration of the day. What's going to happen is people on the outside of the ring, they're going to be sparring as well. So they're going to be warming up themselves as well as I would like them to be a little bit puffed before they get into the ring with me. So I don't want them to get to round 40 and jump into the ring with me fresh as a daisy. So while I'm in the ring, other people are sparring and then they're going to be allocated times to come into the ring and fight round 7, and then you know they'll go out and then another person will step in. So there's going to be a consistent changeover of participants inside the ring with me. So yeah, that's I'm going to do it within 10 round lots.
Yep.
I'm going to have a 5-minute break in between. Oh, sorry, let me just start again. In between the 10 rounds, there's going to be a 1-minute break. The World Prevention of Suicide Day, it has a saying this year, and it's take a minute to save a life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the 2-minute round and then have a 1-minute break. And it's almost like a recollection of taking a minute, just take a minute. Because we can also talk anything within that 1 minute.
Sure.
And then so out from there, we're going to have a 5-minute break after every 10 rounds. We do 5 lots of those 10 rounds, and then hopefully I'll still be standing at the end of 50.
I'm sure you will. I saw you train yesterday. I even had the privilege of going 2 minutes with you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
It was
yes.
Quite fun. So, Dalen, you said you're an Indigenous Māori.
Yes.
How long have you been in Australia? What got you here, and have you been boxing all your life?
First of all, I haven't been boxing my whole life. Until 3 years ago, I actually hadn't had a fight in my life, and that carried on through. I played rugby union, I played rugby league, and basically I'm the smallest bloke in the team of rugby league players. So I'm not game enough to punch anyone. So I was built for running fast.
Built for speed.
I was built for speed. So basically I'd be a smart ass on the field, and be able to run away. So that was always my tactics. In the ring, you can't run away. So no, boxing's very new to me.
Yeah.
What brought me to Australia was I just finished a career with the Auckland Warriors. I had a 2-year contract with those. I played junior Kiwis, and then I thought I'd try my luck after with the Auckland Warriors. I tried my luck with the Western Reds because they were just the big new force, and West Australia just seemed like an amazing place at that time. So I come on over, and unfortunately, it was the year they folded. So I set myself up in the northern districts, up in the Joondalup Giants.
Yep.
Had a lustrous career there. And then I realised Perth was the place to live, so I set up camp, and I met myself a beautiful Australian wife. And we've got 5 sons together.
Fantastic. So at what point did boxing come into it? Tell me
what
about
point?
That.
So it's an interesting one. I'm a movement enthusiast. So like I said, I wasn't a born boxer. The RQCC brought me into it. I had heard about this RQCC competition and always wanted to jump in it. And I was lucky enough to participate. So I did the 12-week course like everyone else did. I was lucky enough to be selected to fight, and I just had a ball. Going from not fighting at all, not boxing, to actually jumping in the ring with 2,000 people, all in black ties, lights, cameras. You felt like you're in Las Vegas.
Awesome.
So that's basically my sort of start in boxing, which was in 2015. I hung around the guys at Hurt Locker as a client for about 6 months.
Yeah.
The guys knew that I was a strength coach. You know, I'd done personal training through my years, and they just asked if I wanted a job. So I had coaching background. I loved the boxing. I loved movement. I looked at the science behind the movement of boxing. I was really intrigued by it. I was just drawn towards it. Mm-hmm. So I started working and taking classes. I started off taking the BoxFit, which is for women. And
you still do that today?
I'm still doing that today. It's a fabulous job. Then the next RQCC came around, and I was so lucky to be able to be a part of the coaching staff for that. So it's just growing from there. So I've done two RQCCs as a coach, and to be on both sides of that, it's been amazing.
Excellent. So I was going to ask you if you've done this before. So you've done 3 years of boxing, but is this the biggest physical campaign you've ever set yourself?
Setting myself, yes, this is the biggest. I haven't done anything bigger than this, setting it up myself. I've played tournaments where I've played two games in one day, back in New Zealand, under 16s national championships, and you play two rugby league games, yeah. Like in one day. That it's unheard of, almost. So that was when I was 16. I'm 39 now, yeah. So... it's getting on top of me. I've got to try and fit in as much as I can. So, this is the biggest challenge that I've set for myself.
Fantastic. So the challenge that you're doing for yourself and for Suicide Prevention Day, what is the ultimate outcome that you'd like to see?
Support.
Okay.
Support. Just support in anything. Support whether you come down to the ring and have a look, see what's happening. Support in participating, support in donating to a cause, support in your friends. Your friend might be coming down, so support. That's my biggest thing. I find people who just had the support or just understood that they have support, it could take them a different path. That's my ultimate goal.
That's fantastic. I mean, the line in the sand moment when you decide you want to step into the ring and fight someone else and you know you've got the support behind you certainly makes it easier, doesn't it?
It makes all the difference. When you know you've got support, you feel 6 foot tall.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Dalen, you're not the biggest bloke in the rugby league team, you've told me, and I know you. You're still very, very, you're still very well built. You look like you're cut from stone. But if someone steps into the ring with you, what are they up against?
What are they up against? They're up against... I am a novice. I'll call myself a novice fighter. I'm not your world-class fighter. But what they will be up against is a challenge. It's always good to challenge yourself and challenge others. I like to challenge others. That's what I do for a living. I'm always challenging people. So when they do step into the ring, they're up for a challenge. But the utmost that they will... expect is respect. You'll get my respect. You'll always get someone else's respect. It's something that goes two and two with support. Is you've got to respect people, and I will respect that person's ability, their background, but more so their ability. I will be fighting some 48 kilo females.
Yeah.
They will step into the ring with me. We've been coaching a few of the ladies in there. I will fight them with respect, and I'll fight them also by challenging them. Yeah, I'm not going to let them hit me. I'm not going to not hit them.
Sure.
But the respect and the mutual respect will be there for us. And, that's what you would expect. Yeah.
We're speaking with Dalen from the Hurt Locker. Dalen has set himself a goal on the 9th of September, where he's going to be doing 50 rounds of boxing against all sorts of challenges. And it's aimed at... raising the awareness for suicide prevention. And with us in the studio is Troy Lowry, one of his students who's trained underneath him, who's been guiding Dalen through this interview, who I must admit is a very inspirational person to have in the studio telling us about what he's got in mind. So if others want to get involved, Dalen, if they actually want to get involved, either to challenge you or to sponsor you or to even come down and have a look at the show, what's it all about? How do they do that?
So it'll be held at Hurt Locker in Claremont.
Which is? Where?
In Stirling Highway, in Claremont.
Yep. You've got a Facebook page?
Hurt Locker has a Facebook page, yeah, yep. And an Instagram page. So that's easily accessible. A lot of the information will be fed up as we go through. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone would understand this is my first time I've done a charity event or an event like this, so I'm very green in the organisation styles. I'm getting people to help me out. Yep. So, but definitely find out where we are and then come on down. There'll be... you don't have to be a fighter to come down. We are a fitness gym. We're not a boxing gym. Mm-hmm. We are a fitness gym. And we will be having other activities there for people who, you know, don't need to fight and don't want to fight. We'll be having some mini classes running on the outside as the day goes through. It goes for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We're planning on doing some exhibition classes for everyone who have never seen it or never done boxing before. We'll be challenging those people who also don't fight but want to challenge themselves physically, where there's going to be a two-minute round of the rowing machine or two-minute round of a spin bike or two-minute rounds on the bag. One concept we're coming up with is a burpee challenge. How many burpees can we do in 2 minutes? And we'll work on that for the people who are not boxers and would like to just come down and challenge themselves by doing that.
Sounds great. So that's 9th of September, so you've got yourself roughly a month out there, listeners, to get yourself into some sort of shape. He's not going to take all comers. You can't, like, drink piss and eat whoppers and turn up on the 9th of September and you're 120 kilo and say, I'll take him on. This isn't not a circus, right? This is not the Bullen Brothers or whatever they used to call it. Come, step right up. Just one little question. What happens if you do get knocked out?
Well, Craig Wilson is also a coach there. If I get knocked out, I've actually told him that if I can't continue, he has to carry on. So Craig Wilson, if you're listening out there, just remember that pat that we've got. You know, if I go down, you're in. So look out if I go down in round two.
I'm not wishing that upon you, but boxing is that sort of game, isn't it? One punch,
right.
It can happen.
Well, yeah, 16 seconds is the fastest match, so yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not planning on going down too soon. I'm planning on going the whole way as well.